am not a qualified physician, and I don't want to give this injection. I am not a qualified physician, and I don't want to give this injection. Dorothy is begging for trouble, she insists I should give her this needle. Darling, one thing you ought to know, don't blame me for where the needle go. I push it in, she pulls it out, I push it back, she start to shout, Dr. Ringding, you're terrible. I can't stand the size of your needle. She lie down in such a position, it was difficult to give the injection. She start holding onto the needle, making me so uncomfortable. I said, darling, can't you be steady? I am going to have it in very shortly. She said, Dr. Ringding, I'm sorry, but the sight of your needle frightens me. I push it in, she pulls it out, I push it back. She start to shout, Dr. Ringding, it's terrible. I can't stand the size of your needle. She still wouldn't lie down quietly, constantly moving her body. So I slap her in the face with vexation, and keep on giving the injection. She said, Doctor, stop it, I can't stand the pain. I don't think you're inside the right vein. I said, you little fool, you wouldn't be told. The needle must be sticking in the wrong hole. I push it in, she pulls it out, I push it back. She start to shout, Dr. Ringding, you're terrible. I can't stand the size of your needle. I pull it from the hole and start again. I have the needle now in the right vein. The needle just gone in half an inch. The stupid young lady start to flinch. Suddenly she say, it is working, I can feel the penicillin going in. I said, you little fool, look what you do, you talk until the needle breaking you. I push it in, she pulls it out, I push it back. She start to shout, Dr. Ringding, it's terrible, I can't stand the size of your